We're day drinking. We're day drinking. We're day drinking. Day drinking.
Welcome to the day drinking debate. This is kind of a spin-off of our normal bar banter podcast episode series where we get to just kind of talk about whatever we feel like we want to talk about. There's no real structure to the episode. There's no format. It's just me, maybe one or two of the other co-hosts talking about stuff. And tonight we're going to be talking about our own podcast. Is that weird? Is that a little like too, what's the word? I don't know. Is it too arrogant to talk about ourselves on our own show?
Self-aggrandizing?
Self-aggrandizing. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah,
like,
sure.
That's
yeah.
The word. We're going to be talking about specifically just topic ideas, things that I've either come up with or someone else has come up with, or ways we can expand on those ideas. But before we get into that, before we start, Andrew Mellis, what are you drinking?
I'm going with my standby because it was a long day and I just wanted to drink. So tequila and ginger beer, a little bit of lime juice. Easy and delicious.
Dope.
Travis, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a bourbon and Coke. Because like you, it was also a long day. And I just needed something quick and easy. Mm-hmm. And so I just went with that and I had it. And I finished off my bourbon. So there we go. Drew, I have here a list of topics that we could potentially use on the show one day. I want to get your feedback on whether it's a good topic, bad topic, or how we can expand on it. And some of these are not like flushed out topic ideas like, oh, best basketball player or worst office character, whatever our normal format is. I just come up with things off the top of my head. I write them down and then I try to form them into a topic. So we're going to try to do a little bit of that here. So the first one I have here is somehow you think that your new boss is actually a vampire. How do we turn that into it? In my head, the first thing I go to is we have a character boss and we have a most likely to be a vampire is kind of my head. We've kind of done that before. So instead of new boss, we could use some sort of group of people and say, which one of these groups of people would most likely be a vampire? Do you like who's a vampire or do you not like vampires? Should we ignore vampires?
For me personally, and because this is one of my favorite things to call people that are just odd and weird with no, like, there's just something off, is lizard people.
Yes. Lizard person. Yep. Yep.
So like Zuckerberg or, oh, who was the one I was thinking about the other day? Oh, Travis Kelce.
You think Kelsey's a lizard person?
I think he's a lizard person.
I don't know about that.
Also Duvall. I think Duvall also is a lizard person.
Give me more. Who? Duvall?
The quarterback for Jags? Jags.
That's Trevor Lawrence.
Wait, no. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just dumb.
That I could see. Not necessarily Travis Kelce, but Trevor Lawrence might be a lizard person. I like that idea, though. Like, which... I don't want to say most likely because I feel like we'd all just answer Zuckerberg, right? So we'd have to say which celebrity is not least likely, but like would you least suspect to be a lizard person, but is a lizard person. Most surprised to find out is a lizard person.
Yeah, I could see that. I think it'd be most easy to do with famous people.
Yeah.
That are in the public limelight. It'd be harder to do with like our day-to-day, because we'd have to give a lot of background on them to say why. But there are those people that you come across in your day-to-day life, like at the grocery store or at work, anywhere. Go to a theme park and you see those people and you're like, you're definitely an alien or not. You're something in human skin.
You're from Hollow
Earth. You're pretending to be
John the Farmer.
Human, and it shows.
Yes, absolutely. Not necessarily, it could be a cyborg too.
Yeah, that's the one I go to, is like lizard person, but yeah, like alien, robot.
I like that.
Lizard person, but crab people, any of those crab people.
And when we do that topic, I think we'll frame it as lizard person, but we will, for explanation purposes, we'll say lizard person is a placeholder for someone who's a non-human in a human environment.
Mm-hmm. Human body. One of my favorite examples of it would be in Parks and Rec, the senator in the later seasons that they work for in DC, where he just goes and sits in his office.
Oh yes.
When he's not, I know it's a little bit of a pull.
No, that's a good one.
But he's good, and he's like on screen and happy and kissing babies and whatever. And just then when he's not needed, he just goes and like sits down in his office and just stares to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of person I'm thinking of, is like when they're not interacting with people specifically, they just kind of disappear.
I like that. Next topic idea. I don't know where to go with this one, but I think it would be really funny to watch an interview for a, back in times of kings and queens, etc., there was a designated person that would taste the food for royalty to make sure it wasn't poison. Is that what it's called? A cupbearer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Interviews for a cupbearer position, like in modern times.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
An actual person for like someone in power who
doesn't even necessarily have to be in power.
Or an analog of like some, like a whipping. I kind of think of it as the same thing as like a personal assistant nowadays, maybe would be like the closest analog, maybe.
I'm thinking more like the thought was like, what interview questions would you have for trying to fill the position of cupbearer? Exactly. Like, how good are you at tasting foods? like what? And maybe that's the topic. Okay. Is like, what questions would you put into an interview for someone who, for a job that is potentially going to kill someone? Like, someone's applying for this position and you have
I got a lot of thoughts in my head on it. Yeah. I like it. Especially in modern day, it would be so interesting. To me, I have this picture in my mind of like the White House dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And right before the president takes a bite of something, this guy comes up and just like eats it first. And then they wait like 30 seconds and then everyone continues.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in modern day, I think you could also spin that off into the modern or old timey professions or jobs that don't exist anymore. What would they look like in modern times? Or what would it, maybe not what would they look like, but
we kind of did that. Something kind of did that with the, we did the reverse of that with which modern professions would you take on the Oregon Trail?
Yes.
So you could say, if we take out the interview part, because I think that could be fun. It doesn't have to be for, if we break it up into two different topics.
I think you could couch it into what would be the best old world professions that should make a resurgence or something like that, like a cupbearer or like the bring out your dead people. Like, I mean, we have hearse drivers and we have, you know, people who collect dead bodies nowadays, but we don't really have people that just go around town with a cart being like, hey, bring out your dead people.
I'm going to put a pin in the interview part for a second, come back to that, because I think there's something there for maybe a different type of topic. But I reminded myself of the Oregon Trail one, and I think we need to do the opposite, where we say what three old world professions would be best to help you in a modern situation, whatever that modern situation is. I don't know, but that's a prompt too. We can come up with that.
I think we would have to maybe tighten it down a little bit, either come up with maybe a couple scenarios of the type of professions we're looking for. Cause I feel like it's a, cause going back, we went from kind of large pool to small pool with the Oregon Trail thing. Where
yeah, that's
this
true.
One, we're going from kind of small pool to the world at large today.
But like, we could narrow down, but I think it's going to, I think we're going to have the opposite problem with the Oregon Trail one. We had, you know, we were trying to find a doctor basically that was a specialized doctor that wasn't around back then that might be able to help. Whereas I think if we have a, I'm thinking like you have a sales position, you're trying to pitch to a Fortune 500 company. That's going to open that. That's such a wide swath of like how there's so many different old world professions that I think that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. Whereas when the other one, it's like, it was very, very specific and there really aren't that. What we learned is that there's not that many professions around today that weren't around back then. If that makes sense, they are like, for modern more, professions, but like,
they're either more, I think what we found was they're either very much specialized.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same profession, but they're very specialized.
Right.
Or they've just taken another name because of technology being what it is nowadays.
Right.
Like, you know, what would have constituted a farmer 500 years ago and what farmers do nowadays, technically the same thing, but the
very different skill set though.
Very different skill set nowadays. So yeah, I like that. I also like the, I had a thought of could do a follow-up, even like maybe a mini of what would be the worst professions.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to travel back in time, like to be either on the Oregon Trail or in like King Arthur's court
in a gladiator arena.
Yeah. What would be the absolute worst skill set possible to survive X, Y, and Z back in the day, or like some sort of not apocalypse. I think we've covered that
couple times.
In different ways. But just different scenario, a couple different scenarios where what would be the worst skill set to have in this scenario.
So I want to circle back to the interview idea. I think this could be a really fun series of topics where we come up with a profession, a either old worldly profession or a made up profession. And either one of us is applying for the job and the other people ask them the questions, or we all just brainstorm together what questions would help us find the best candidate or the best fit for that new profession. Because I think that could be like, if you were trying to come up with a, I'm going to go, it's right in front of me. So if you were trying to hire a position for a new vampire, what questions would you ask them to make sure that they're going to be the best vampire for your company, or something stupid like that, that could go in a lot of different directions. And that could be a reoccurring theme/topic idea.
Yeah. So on the interview part, I really like that, Travis, of maybe we start out with an episode where each of us picks a profession individually and we tell the others what it is, and the others, so we go in the kind of like a round robin, the others ask questions trying to interview that person for that job. Does that make sense? So call it a cupbearer or a jester or lion tamer at the circus, or just a ridiculous job where you wouldn't think there's a lot of like
demand or skill set or
like a really serious interview process, and we sit down and we do a serious interview for each of those.
And so are and what you're saying is one person comes prepared to be the interviewee and the others are the interviewers.
Yes. But okay. I would imagine we'd tell each other a few days before so each of us could come up with a couple questions, but we don't. I don't know. We could do it a couple different ways, honestly, and that could make for a few different episodes where the levels of preparedness on both sides are changed. So right. Like either we do a blind one time where we don't tell each other what the professions are and we just have to come up with questions on the fly, or we tell each other, you know, the week before or whenever we choose topics, so you have a little bit of time to research and maybe come up with some stupidly difficult questions or pertinent questions. I think both could be funny.
Are you trying to say that the one person doesn't know what the position is and they're just asking questions trying to figure out what the position is?
That could be another way. It was not what I was saying, okay. But that could be that was another avenue.
Because I didn't love that. I didn't love that idea. It seems more like that could be a fun game we play one night. I'm like, determine this profession. Kind of like a interview version of categories, basically, or something like that. What's the word? There's a game that.
I know the one you're talking about, but very similar. Like you can't mention the name of it or certain words associated with it, but you have to try and get the person to guess what it is you're talking about. And I think that would be maybe for a last call. That'd be good.
Right.
One time or another.
Speaking of games, I have another idea, and I saw this on Smosh. Shout out to Smosh. Get some ideas from them because they're cool. They played Guess Who, but one of the twists they did, one of the rounds they did was, I forgot the word they used, but they basically were saying like, is this person likely to get kicked out of a bar? Right. So it's not about their physical appearance, about more of their vibe and their personality. And I loved that idea of just us being like 2-on-2 or 1-on-1. I don't know. And we have to just, it's based on just what we think that person is. Was that person likely to get kicked out of a bar? Yeah, sure. Mm. Just based off of whatever the main Guess Who character is. And then they flipped.
And they were playing with like actual Playboy. Mm-hmm.
Just to make it a little bit more. And I think we're good enough. I'm not saying we're great, but I think we're good enough at kind of that improvisational thought process where we can come up with those, especially if we like do a warm up round. We could come up with some pretty funny personality type questions.
Yeah. I do think we'd have to change it a little bit because it feels like that would translate a little bit better into visual media.
I mean, we can air it. I want to do that anyway. So
I know. But if it's only audio, then that would be a little bit harder, or we'd have to make sure that we describe them very, very well and make sure that everybody's doing it all the time, is like making sure we describe either the character or the person, because then you'd have to describe the person on the thing just using words. And I'm assuming the majority of our audience has played Guess Who, or at least know the concept.
Yeah.
But again, may not translate super well into audio. But I do think there would be, maybe we could change just in, take the concept of the Guess Who and change it into some sort of audio format.
Mm-hmm.
And also then wouldn't have to deal with like licensing fees or everybody buying Guess Who just for that.
I put my hand up or my finger up because I was like, there's probably someone had to have come up with a software where you can populate a Guess Who board with a group of people.
That's not a bad thought.
I haven't seen one. The first three are like, hey, make a custom one at home. It's like, I don't want that. I want it online. And we could just, so I'm gonna get one of my developer friends. I'm like, we need to make this tomorrow. New game idea, new invention, new way to make money. Hashtag revenue streams. Wait, I'm gonna run one more idea by you. And then we can kind of wrap some things up. Let's go with, we've talked about that a little bit. So I saw something on, I guess I get my ideas from other shows. Shocking. I know. That's how creative process works. It was on Robot Chicken, of all things, way back when. And I don't know how this popped in my head.
Way back when.
Yeah. But it was a group of villains in some sort of, and I think this concept has been done before, but it was a group of villains in a self-help group, or I guess it wouldn't be a self-help group, but some sort of, you know, like an AA meeting.
Trust circle?
An evil villain support group? I don't know how we make that into a topic, but I think that'd be funny somehow, some way. And then the other one was different fairy tale characters at like a speed dating event. Again, I don't know how to like mash them into topics, but both scenarios could be very funny.
Yeah, I like both. I think we'd have to pull on the role playing a little bit like we did with the debate.
As those topics are now, but like sometimes I'll take those topics and like what we've done with the other ones that we've pulled them apart to make them into a normal standard bar banter topic.
Yeah, there's definitely something with the villains.
What if like, which, yeah, what, are you about to get like murdered right now?
I think I'm about to get abducted, honestly.
For those listening, one of Drew's lights in his place is flickering on and off rapidly, and we are recording this on October 25th, so we're very close to Halloween, where the veil between the living and the dead is its thinnest. So Drew might, I am recording this. So if some sort of ghoul comes in and just snaps your neck, I'll have it. Don't worry,
I got protective circles. I got wards. Got
the,
I got
the salt ring.
Salt across the sage frame. Yeah, we're all right.
Cool. My thought would be which evil villain, if went through therapy, would most likely become a good guy. I don't love that, but like that's how I'm. Trying to stretch it into a topic.
I do think there's something there. My thought on the other side of it. So we've done like multiple drafts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those, but I think we have maybe the potential to do one with build the perfect supervillain.
Yes.
With some categories of like, what's the best layer? What's the best ultimate weapon? What's the best sidekick, pet, minions? Just come up with like maybe 10 categories that something that classic supervillains kind of always had.
That like could cost, be a,
costume that, even.
You're blowing my mind because that could be its own episode, right? And at the end, we have our super villain. Yeah. We're getting rid of
vote
this.
On each category and whatever comes out in the top 10, the top one for each of the 10 categories or whatever it ends up being.
And I've thought about doing that for like sports figures, because I've seen that on different social medias. Like, it's got Russell Westbrook speed and LeBron James frame and Kevin Durant shooting and all of this other stuff to like make the best basketball player. I like the idea of making the best villain. That's a little bit more our brand. I'd like to go into sports at some point, but we could absolutely do those topics. That takes the support group out of it a little bit, but we definitely need to do more of those, and I'll make sure to include that in our topics for some episodes going forward, because I'm going to do one of those now. But how do we do? So let me ask you this. You and I are into some of the tabletop role-playing games. I think Rick and Ben were more agreeable to some role-playing type things after our president episode. Would you think that they would be in favor of doing some sort of role-playing type thing where each of us is a villain? Maybe I'm also the moderator of said support group and we role-play what a villain support group would be. Do you think they would be game for that?
Yes.
They would be game.
I think they'd be down for it. I think the thing that we had going for us with the debate was that already had a kind of inherent, like, built-in structure to it.
Right.
Whereas this doesn't necessarily. Mm-hmm. So I think we would have to come up some rules.
Right.
Just so everyone doesn't go all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, like, we all pick a villain. We either make one up or pick one that's already that already exists, and somebody as the therapist asks, you know, the basic therapy questions of like, why are you here? Do you want to share? How does that make you feel? How does it feel when Superman beats you into a pulp, and or Batman throws you into Arkham Asylum, or
Joker?
Those are just examples, but yeah, like, how does it feel when you get foiled at the last instance by a gang of, you know, four teenagers and their dog?
Well, for you meddling kids. Okay.
So yeah, I do think there's the potential for that. And I do think they are in for the role-playing thing of it. I do think, and this is including me, I like having kind of a more of a structured aspect to it, because for we're such a tight format. I mean if we wanted to go 5 hours, that's totally fine and turn it into a thing. You know that I'm down for that.
I don't have
I know a lot of us don't have the time to turn it into something long. So yeah, I think a beforehand coming up some rules of like, we're gonna answer five questions each, and at the end of it, I don't know how we have to figure out kind of what the resolve is, like who gets the longest sentence or who gets what therapy.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
Ooh, that's another just good idea of just like, and maybe it's a role-playing thing, but or I don't know what, but something to do with a villain on trial.
Mm.
Yeah. Just we don't have to dissect that right now, but just kind of in the back of your head. Real quick, before we kind of wrap things up, do you have any, has this stimulated your thought cortex? There's a real brain part that I didn't just make up on the spot. That
thought cortex.
It's now a thing. did it stimulate any sort of things that you had now have some additional ideas that you want to bring forward? Percolating?
Not really. And you can honestly cut this out if you want, but yeah, I was so focused on, I like people bringing me ideas and then I change them or
get on them. It's fine. I get it. It's okay.
Hey, I thought we'd come up with some good stuff.
We did. We did. Well, this was fun. I'm glad we should do this more. This should just be a reoccurring day drinking thing where we just talk about dumb topic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a topic idea by doing a topic idea. Topicception. Guys, thank you for listening. If you want to support the podcast, there's a link in the description where you can support our bar tab, where we can use those funds to either buy alcohol or new equipment or help us make this a full-time thing, maybe one day down the line. Who knows? Follow us on the socials. We got a Twitter. We got a YouTube. We got an Instagram. We have a Facebook for our other listeners. And Debbie. Basically just for Debbie. And just remember, this is our podcast and you're just along for the rhymes with hide. Ride. That's what it is. Ride.
Wow. Oh, damn it. I was going to go wide.
Wide. Close.
Day drinking!